your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Back here, second quarter action on a second down run for that freshman, Mike Husney. He will take it over the left side, break the plane of the 40, get out to about the 42-yard line is where the football will be spotted. Gain of about seven. Not very often, Kevin, do you see a freshman play, let alone a freshman quarterback play.
Coach Osowitz told us they have a package for him, mostly out of the pistol formation, 5 to 7 plays. He is a very confident freshman. He was an outstanding athlete on the intermediate school level in multiple sports last year and has a very bright future.
Neglio will come back here on more of a throwing down. Has two receivers to either side. Will send five out in the pattern. Pressure coming, flipped into the flat. Nice catch made on the run by Asante Moore, who will have a Mariner first down and take it into Ram territory. Good second effort by the sophomore Moore. And the ball spotted at Southern's 43-yard line for a gain of 15.
They are really high on Asante Moore, a sophomore. Ed and I were on the field before the game. He's got the calves and thighs of a 25-year-old. I mean, he is big from the waist down. They think he's going to be a terrific runner. And he's got a pretty good running backs coach in Darian Barnes, who is a star here at Toms River North. Later went on to play in the NFL, owns a Super Bowl ring, and has returned to his alma mater to help coach the running backs this year.
When you think about it, you're looking at Moore and Husney in the last couple of plays, a freshman and a sophomore.
They're young.
Likely will be the guys to carry the load. Neglio will stay in here on first down and 10 from the Ram 43-yard line. Wants to throw, will let it fly, and airmails this one up over the top. Intended target was Evan Sirota with the incompletion. Clock stop with 10:27 to go in the first half, and a second and 10 coming up.
You know, as Ed will agree with me, being young in Class A South is not a good combination.
No, it's a tough league this year, Kevin. You're exactly right. And, you know, Northgren might take their lumps this year, but if they can keep the kids together, they'll be better in the future and as the season goes on.
Second and 10 under center. Neglio will be this time the 5'11", 185-pound senior. Split wide receiver set. The give here will be to Caleb Lewis, number 13, down to the 39-yard line. Bailey Bellissimo on the tackle. Lewis is a junior, so a lot of the skill guys, Seawick, a junior, Craig Santiago, juniors. Benson is a junior at the tight end spot.
Here's the problem, Matt. Look at the schedule after tonight. Jack at Jackson, at Brick Memorial, home against Brick, home against Manalapan, home against Toms River South, and then Toms River East. I mean,
not easy.
Not easy.
Third down and 7. Neglio goes back into the shotgun. He will send 4 into the pattern. Lets it fly down the right sideline. And incomplete. The intended target was Santiago. Coverage that time by Kalekia and Halliday. And the Mariners here with perhaps a decision. Maybe 4 down territory. And I would think already trailing 20-0. You don't want it to slip away, but you got to take a chance at it maybe. And Neglio kind of throws his hands down on his thighs as the punt team will come on.
Yeah, tough draw in the schedule this year for the Mariners, being as young as they are. Their non-conference games are Howell off to a 2-0 start, and of course one of the top 5 teams in the state, or top 10 teams in the state, Manalapan. Two tough draws in their non-conference from ASAL.
Cologne on to punt it away. Nobody back deep for Southern.
I think they're looking for a fake, maybe.
The wind, which has just kind of picked up a little bit in the face of Cologne, who gets off a wobbly, wind-driven kick, and this ball will roll down to the 1-yard line, and a great job of tracking the football by Jacob Iovino, who ran all the way down alongside of it from the 10 to the 1-yard line and downs it inside the 1.
Well, I think the decision to punt there from inside Southern territory is they're just trying to get a little control of this game. You don't want to give the Rams a short field. Now what you hope, Matt, is for the first time tonight you could get a stop from your defense and maybe get some great field position on the change of possession. Southern will start right from the shadow of their end zone.
We're in Tony Dorsett range right here. Explain that, Kevin.
Monday night football, 99-yard run against the Vikings.
Longest run in the history of the NFL.
And it can't be beaten.
That's
it,
right.
Can only be tied.
First and 10. Sheehan will stay in the shotgun. Flag out as he was going to throw and was looking to his right where
gotta be a
Gazicki.
Motion, right?
Well, they stopped it early, so it's offside.
Oh, wow.
That hurts.
That's, you know, that's kind of almost,
a youth mistake.
It's like a turnover. I mean, you got him pinned on the one, and you give him five to get out easy. Gabe Roonen is the first-year defensive coordinator for the Mariners.
On first and five, Sheehan lets it fly. Wants Gazicki. This one is picked off. Intercepted. Great job of tracking the football from Jake Forlenza, the senior safety, and the Mariners back in business here. They'll have it first and 10 after the pick from the Ram 39-yard line.
Well, he threw it over his wrong shoulder. He let him inside, and Gesicki went outside, and Coach Donahue all over Logan Sheehan as he came near the sideline. Of course, he stays out there on defense, so bad throw by Sheehan that time. But when you're up by three touchdowns, you can afford to make sometimes mistakes like that.
That's a case where Sheehan's glad to be on defense. Coach, we can't discuss it now.
We'll talk about it later. First and 10, Neglio up under center. Counter play off to the right side. The give is to Caleb Lewis, who will work it down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. That goes as a gain of 5, maybe 6 yards. Second down and about 5 coming up. Bellissimo in on the tackle.
I think I've told you guys before that Logan's dad, Larry, good friend of mine. I've known him. We went to OCC together, and I actually lived with him for a year in Pennsylvania after that. And Larry played at Southern in 1972, 1 year after transferring, and is in the Southern record books as one of their finest receivers. Had a great year his senior year.
Husney back in at the quarterback spot. The give is to Lewis. He's got some room off the left side. Makes a nice jitterbug move to get down to about the 20-yard line. That's a gain of 14, and the Mariners showing a little punch here. Pelecchia with a touchdown-saving tackle. It'll be first and 10 for Tom Zimmer North.
Who else could give you insight like that, Matt? You're not going to get
solid.
That from anyone
could
else.
Solid.
Is it sad for me to say that I coached against Larry Sheehan when he was at Southern his senior year?
72?
That shows you how old I am, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
First down and 10 from just inside the 20. Husney stays in. He will keep it. Running off the right side. Bellissimo tracks him down from the backside. And ripped down at about the 17-yard line for a gain of just about 3 with a second and 7 coming up. 7:50 to go first half. 20-0. Southern leads Tom Zimmer North.
Boy, Bellissimo moves pretty good.
Yeah, he does.
Doesn't he?
For a big guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not real tall, but a very tough football player. You can see why they want him back on offense as soon as possible.
Mariners will break from the huddle. Husney in the shotgun. Two receivers either side. Brommel will have it on an end around. Looking to get the corner. He'll have it. Pushed out of bounds inside the 10. Down to about the 5-yard line where it'll be first and goal. Nice little creativity that time from Tom Zimmer North. Yeah, Ramel with the good run around left end.
Did a nice job that time and got a decent block in front of him. At least allowed him to get to the corner and get the first down and goal. Here's a chance for the youthful Mariners really to get on the board. They have to get a touchdown out of this possession.
The set this time will have Neglio coming back in. Moore will go as the deep man in a one-back set. Tight ends either side. Single receiver set to the right. Moore up the middle. Hit at the 3 and then driven backwards. A lot of white shirts involved in that tackle. Clay Robinson, the man leading the charge. Second down and goal from just inside the 3.
Brick Memorial has scored at home against Jackson. They trail Jackson 14-7 now with 6 minutes left till halftime.
Mattawan has kicked a field goal, and that's it. They lead Ocean 3-0 at the half on that kick.
They expected a bit of a low-scoring game. Two defensive-minded teams. Neglio, low crouch under center. Gives again to Mora. This time hit at the line of scrimmage. No gain at all. Maybe went backwards a step. It'll be third down and goal as they will spot the ball at the 3-yard line, and a flag has just come out.
Got to be some kind of substitution.
Yeah, because it was thrown by the line judge on the north sideline. Might be a warning, possibly, maybe. What's the call? I can't see. I'm shielded. Yeah, I think he gave a warning to the sideline, right? And that's what he did.
Okay. Kind of a strange place, only because the guys on the sideline were so far away from the play.
6 minutes to go here in the quarter. Mariners trying to get themselves on the board, trailing 20-0. Husney throws. Had a man in the end zone under pressure. Could not connect with number 88, Calvin Jackson, the tight end.
Well, he was wide open. I mean, it doesn't get much easier than that, but the freshman who was better known for his running than passing just floated that one a little too high.
Tom Zimmer North will take a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 5:57 to go in the first half. Rams maintaining a 20-0 advantage. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school football on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Guys, I don't know how much longer it'll last, but for this weekend for sure, Ferrari's Pizzeria and Deli on Route 9 in Beechwood, go and ask for your free pizza pie. Just bring ID. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. It's free because they'll know you come back at Ferrari's in Beechwood.
Can you pick me up one on the way home tonight?
I think I'm going to stop tonight and get one. Oh.
Fourth down and goal from the 3-yard line. Mariners are going to go for it. Neglio will send everyone in. Flipped into the flat. The catch is made. Stretching. And the ball will be spotted at the one. They'll say the knee of Moore was down before he broke the plane of the end zone. So Asante Moore stopped at the one, and it'll be first and 10 for Southern. The Mariners are denied.
Doesn't that official know that the idea is to make it a competitive football game for us on the radio?
Three quarters of his body was in the end zone.
But the knee
not
hit the
ball,
ground
though.
First. And
look where it is. It's a full yard.
Yep.
I mean,
he strained. He tried, and he broke a little bit. But give the defenders credit for hanging on. That's a good goal line stand. They had four shots from the five. Couldn't get it in.
Weren't we here about 4 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Same spot.
Exactly.
Sheehan will come back on here.
If North jumps offside right now, I think I'm watching Groundhog Day.
For Southern, he will again operate from the shotgun. Wing receiver set to his left. Wants to run, will slip a tackle in the end zone, get out over the 10, will get to the 15 before he is tackled by Brummel. Good gain, 14-yard pickup, and out of the depths of the end zone, the Rams with some breathing room. Wall leading Freehold after the Colonials have scored 14-7 late in the second quarter. Raritan has gotten themselves on the board, but trail Manasquan 7-3. We mentioned busy night around the shore tonight. See a pretty good week on the schedule with solid games up and down. Split back set, slot receiver combo off the left side. The give this time will be right up the middle. Running hard is Grant Bissey, kind of run doubled over.
He never had his balance at the whole run, and what was it, almost 20 yards?
Kept going for exactly a 20-yard pickup.
I spent many Friday nights walking like that, but he was like looking to fall. It took him about 20 yards. He finally did.
Well, don't stop at the store next to the pizza place.
Shotgun look for Sheehan. Inside carry for Bissey, who is hit this time at the line and dropped for only about a half-yard pickup. Good interior pressure that time for Tom's River North. Sewick on the tackle.
The clock is a factor right now. We're at 4:15 and running, so look for the big guy here now for them to go to Gesicki.
It'll be Yazer on the ground. We'll get stopped just shy of the 40-yard line for a 4-yard pickup. Deshaun Copes on the tackle. 4 minutes to go in our first half. Rams got the early jump on Tom's River North. Things have settled in a little bit, but Southern has controlled play from pretty much start to where we are right now, up 20-0.
Kind of the opposite for them last week when they fell behind Tom's River South by this margin before making a great comeback in the second half.
Mariners' best chance stopped at the 1-yard line. Jurek snapped to Sheehan, who will run it off the right side, get two. This will result in a fourth down, and Southern will have to punt the football away.
Good stop made that time by Sewick.
Rams taking no chances. Got the 20-point lead. They'll kick it away, change the field position. Remember, they came off their 1-yard line.
Gesicki will go back to punt. First time tonight, right?
First time tonight.
Of course, last week he did have a fake punt run for a first down against Tom's River South, which was huge in that game.
Included a little bit of a leap, right?
Yeah, you hurdled.
Mike Husney is the return man. Snap that hit the ground and then bounced off a Mariner player. Rams will get it back. Nothing you can do about that. That's when you know hard luck. Running downfield to make a block, R.J. Brummel, and then had the ball go off of his back. Couldn't see it. And it bounced right into the hands of Sheehan.
Yeah, Brummel didn't even know it. He came back after and he's looking, and then I guess somebody told him and he put his hands on his hips. It's just a freaky bounce, the way that, you know, it was a bad snap that Gesicki had to field, and kind of the ball hit the ground, and it just kind of shot, and it hit Brumell, and second turnover of the night for the Mariners, and Southern will start inside the North 30.
That is just bad luck. So the punt works out, and the Ram offense back on. Yazor in the backfield dancing, and will get dropped for a yard loss to the 30-yard line. Santiago among those in on the stop for Tom Zivernorth, and number 55, Deshaun Copes.
Yeah, Copes has been very active from his defensive end spot. A sophomore. We look at the front line up there, right? Sophomore, junior, sophomore. Linebackers, junior, junior, junior. I mean, this is a youthful football team.
The basketball hands of the big guy came into play there on that punt, didn't it?
Yeah.
Picked that bouncing snap up. Good hands.
Second down and 11. Sheehan wants to throw here. We'll go over the middle. And that catch made by Kalekia at the 20-yard line. Going to be close to a first round. They spot it just inside the 20. Man down right now for Tom Zivernorth.
It's one of their D line.
It's like number 39, the inside linebacker, Joe Rozelle.
Yep.
You know, by the way, Red Bank Catholic late in the first half, leading St. John Vianney 17-0. So the Casey's rolling there. You know, Ed mentioned the basketball hands. I don't know if you guys knew this, but, you know, a big deal made of the fact that Quentin Nelson from Red Bank Catholic selected to play in the U.S. Army All-American game in San Antonio on January 4th, just the third Shore player. They had a ceremony yesterday at the school where the Army guys presented him with his game jersey. Well, Gesicki was also selected to play in that game. Would have been the first player from Ocean County. He said, thanks for the invite, but I'm committed to the basketball team in the winter.
Good for him.
So is Nelson, though. He's a pretty good player for the Casey's on the basketball
court. Wait a second. Here's the difference. Committed. Gesicki said he's committed to the basketball program.
Okay.
I would imagine that Nelson, who's already verbal to Notre Dame, not 100% sure, we don't know that he'll be playing, but obviously he's going to miss a little bit of time to go to San Antonio.
Good for both guys.
Absolutely. It's quite an honor. Rozelle being helped off. What's it look like to you? Like a shoulder? Shoulder arm?
He's having his left arm held up, and actually his right arm, too.
Yeah.
The trainer has got the left arm, though, elevated.
He's in a lot of pain. Very uncomfortable.
I'm on the opposite sideline now. I want to get a word with Coach Donahue as he goes into the locker room, so I'm going to stay here right now, but I'll check it out at halftime, the injury.
Give an update, too. Looks like Brick has went on a little bit of a scoring rampage. They lead 19-14 over Toms River South.
Upset in the making, maybe.
Trap game.
Yeah, you did say that, Ed.
Third down, less than a yard for Southern. The give will be inside. It'll be a first down and more. Nice carry that time for number 25, Ryan Winkler, who gets his first carry from scrimmage. That's enough to move the chains down to the 10-yard line.
How about Winkler as a defensive end?
And
now
and
he plays running back. You don't get too many of those, do you?
Believe it or not,
only
truly.
Only,
you?
Yeah.
Junior year, I played. That was my spot. We were a little undersized.
Undersized.
I had to go to the defensive end spot. First and 10 from just outside the 10. Here's the give to Yazor. Running off the right side. Tackled after a gain of a couple by McLean. Give you a funny story about that. I remember one game we suffered through a bit of a tough year my junior season. We had Lacey, B. South. I actually mentioned that to Coach Versola last night. You know, played against each other when I was in school. And I was 185 pounds, and they had a huge offensive line. I mean, it was like 300 to 300 from tackle to tackle. I walked off at halftime, and my defensive line coach is to Bissy up the middle. He'll be stopped right near the first down marker, but outside the goal line by McLean again. Said to me, he goes, what's going on in there? I said, too small to play defensive end. That's what's going on. I've never been so bruised after a football game as I was after that. Rams right back to the line on third down and short. Quick snap, but a slow handoff. Touchdown for Bissy, but it'll be a procedure penalty against the Rams. Take it off the board. It'll back Southern up 5 with 30 seconds to go in the half.
So Southern trying to add another score before halftime. They lead it 20-0, and that one will go back to about the 6-yard line.
Wall now up 20-7 over Freehold. Crimson Knights with an opportunity to go up.
He's starting the clock, but he's not. Whoever's on the clock up there, we got to give him a little nudge.
That's going now. Sheehan going to run off the right side, trying to do it himself. Big hit as he crossed the plane of the 5-yard line.
I don't know if they'll take 3 here, but
could see if it was 50 or 51.
I think 50. Iago Silva was the man to make the stop.
Wow, that was a crack.
Big hit. 19 seconds left. Timeout on the field for the Rams. We'll keep it here. Ed, the question everyone waits for around this time. What do you have for halftime?
Well, I got Coach Chuck Donahue going into the locker room, and then it's up to you guys.
No. No. Our contract allows us to break at halftime.
My mail wasn't working this week. That new contract came out.
We didn't send it to you. All kidding aside, did you notice if Carson was on the sideline?
I did ask. He is not here.
About Gula?
I have not seen him.
I think he's sitting in front of us, actually.
Yeah, he's in the stands.
He's on the north side.
Well, I realize that, but...
Come on, Ed.
I'm on the southern side right now. I came over specifically to find out about the southern center, by the way. He is a little nicked up. Your starter, and that's why...
Castellazo was... Yes. Ben Castellazo.
But he is available.
Scheduled starter.
Talking to the trainer, he is available to play.
All right, here we go. 19 seconds left, and Southern trying to literally put this one away at halftime.
They will not opt for a field goal here.
Nope.
They do have the win behind them, so certainly makeable, you would think. Sheehan will look to snap it. Send a man in motion. Play action. Going to come right. Throw it into the end zone. Touchdown. Found Bissy slipping out of the backfield in the close corner on the right side. And Bissy with his second score of the night. The Rams have opened up a 26-0 lead.
Boy, that is a well-executed play as Sheehan rolls right. Bissy kind of looks like he might be a blocker for him. I think Sheehan has the option to run or pass. And then Bissy just slips out into the end zone. A little dink pass for a touchdown.
It was good action to the left and the roll back to the right.
99 yards, right, guys?
Yeah.
Extra point by Yazor is up and in. 27-0 Southern leads. We step out for 30 seconds. Been all Rams so far tonight. We're back with more high school football on our Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now back to the Sunny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Here's the kickoff for Yazor. Going to pop it up into the air. Flags will come out. This will be offside, I would think, against Southern, who broke the plane before Yazor stepped into it. Program reminder for you, we're on the air tomorrow, 12:15, Monmouth University football. On our sister stations, 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com. Hawks will make the trip up the turnpike to the GW and into the Bronx for first ever matchup with the Lions of Columbia.
By the way, Matt Barnegat on the board in the third quarter. They lead Monsignor Donovan 14-6. Big B South matchup.
Yazor this time will drive it low and hard. Picked up in the backfield. Now at the 30-yard line, dancing and looking for some room is Brumell. And he is upended at the 34 with 7 seconds to go in a Ram first half for sure. Up on the scoreboard, they lead it 27-0.
Well, Dave Oswitz has a good halftime speech in him.
Well, I have tracked down the big guy from the Nittany Lions, and we are now in negotiations to get him on at halftime.
All right.
He's asking for a couple of pretzels, so I don't know.
First and 10. Neguo will take a knee, and the teams will head into the locker room. We'll grab Chuck Donahue before everyone runs off. Good first half for Southern. Offensive effectiveness right on track. 3 touchdowns on the ground, and the last one with 14 seconds to go, Sheehan to Bissy. 27-0. Ed.
Coach, not too many things gone wrong, but I think you got a few things to talk about at halftime.
Yeah, we do, Ed. We do.
You missed an extra point.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. We do that once a week. That's not new.
99-yard drive, though, to just about cement this away. I know one half does not make a football game, but that was a big drive and a big touchdown.
Yeah, it was a very big drive, especially after we almost self-destructed there, and we made the play at the goal line and then come down the field. So, yeah, and it ate a lot of clock up, and, they had us moving there. They were moving us there, and now hopefully we get a little room and come back second half and keep fighting this because we know about the halves. So,
good luck in the second.
Thank you, Ed.
He's talking about last week, where South was up 20-0 at halftime, and then Southern came back. So last week was the second half they played. Tonight, the first half, no problem. So
sounded like a lot of coach speak to me.
Yeah,
play it out. So far, it's been dominant.
I gave him the one thing. He missed the extra point. He said, "Well, we do that once a week." So
timeout for us here as we have reached halftime, 27-0. Southern leads. Tom's over North. We'll come back with thoughts on this one. Scores from around the shore, lots going on, and our halftime interview coming up as well. All after this quick two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.